Dr. Tony Bartone is the president of the Victorian AMA. The peak body, the AMA, wants boxing banned from the 2016 Olympic Games. Good morning to you, Doc.
Good morning, John. All right.
You're right. I went to the boxing as part of the 2012 London Olympics with Sly of the Underworld, and I was sitting there, and I looked around and I said to him, doesn't quite exude the Olympic spirit, does it? It was a stadium packed full of people drinking beer, cheering on two men who were pounding each other to death.
Yeah, well, I don't think you could have put it even better yourself. I mean, basically, it's about combat sports where the primary intent is to try and either inflict enough violence and injury on your opponent to the point where he can't continue, or at least make sure you give more out than you receive. And so that doesn't really, I don't think, fit with our modern society, and it's an expression of interpersonal violence. And for those reasons, we think that all forms of combat sport, not just boxing, should be banned.
What sort of damage, quite apart from what you just described, what sort of damage does it do to a person?
Well, the range of injuries are significant, John. We could talk about head injuries and specifically, and we've got some pretty famous examples of personalities that suffered significant head injuries later, prevalent later on in their life. But, you know, facial fractures, cheeks, eye damage to injuries to eyes, teeth, jaw alignment, it goes on. And I think it's, apart from sending the wrong message, it's about inflicting violence and in making sure your opponent can't continue.
So I tell you what, if you don't like what Damon Runyon famously called the sweet science, how are you on the UFC, cage fighting?
Well, I think you could, it's all forms of combat sports, and we've been very, very vocal about our opposition to UFC.
It's one of those things, isn't it, Doc, that Bernzo and I from time to time try to think of things that in 50 years' time they'll look back and say, I can't believe. For example, in 50 years' time, I think they'll say, I can't believe they allowed people to whip horses in races. And I wonder whether in 50 years' time people will look back and say, I can't believe there used to be boxing at the Olympics.
Well, and look, isn't it apt that you're broadcasting from the Alfred Hospital, which would be a facility that does enormous good for the community and has to sort of deal with the injuries from, sanctioned violence in a ring. We don't condone violence on King Street. We don't condone it on most sporting fields. Why should we condone it in a ring because of traditional history?